I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Always happy to have you along every afternoon from 2 until 6 here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch. News Talk 1120 KMOX and worldwide on KMOX.com. Jim Guest is a state representative from Northwest Missouri who was on the show yesterday after the rather shocking announcement that Matt Blunt is not running for a second term as governor. We had originally intended on having Representative Guest on to talk about Real ID, but the events of yesterday kind of overwhelmed us, and so I've invited him to come back and talk about that separate subject. Unless, Jim, you'd like to announce here that you're running for governor.
We'll just wait a couple of days on that. It's going to take a while for all those press releases to filter through for everybody that's running.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, things are still in an uproar here at the Capitol. Have them quieted down. They won't for several days.
I'm sure they are. Whoever it is who's in charge of filling up that copier machine with paper has been very, very busy.
You bet.
So let's talk Real ID. I did a show on this a couple of weeks ago and got a lot of response from my audience. First, let's go into what Real ID is. It's a federally mandated program put into place by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says what?
Yeah, let's go back. I think it's important for the listeners to know how this came about. There has been an attempt for probably 40 years to institute a national ID card. It has always been defeated either through the Carter administration, the Reagan administration. During the Clinton administration, they instituted a national ID card part of their health program, but the public outcry caused it to be pulled back. Even during the enabling legislation during the late 90s for the Department of Homeland Security, it stated in there that they would not institute a national ID card. Lo and behold, 2005, H.R. 418, this was a massive $82 million funding effort for soldiers in Iraq and some charitable relief for the tsunami disaster. The Real ID Act was tacked on there, because they knew it'd be difficult for congressmen and senators to vote against funding for our soldiers. So that's how it came about.
Not unusual, by the way, to have that sort of thing tacked on there. In fact, in many cases, that's how a lot of things have happened in our post-9/11 world. Throw it into an omnibus bill and it'll get through anyway.
Yes. So what does the Real ID Act mean? Starting in May of this year, unless the states request an extension and Department of Homeland Security said they could, you will need a new identification, either a driver's license or a non-driver's ID card, before you can enter any federal building, and a post office can be a federal building, enter or fly on any federally regulated aircraft, or enter a nuclear power plant. I don't think that's going to be a real obstacle for very many people.
Yeah. Now, you have proposed a bill prohibiting the state of Missouri from complying with the Real ID Act of 2005. Why?
Why? Okay, Missouri already complies with the basic requirements of the Real ID Act. We took the initiative after 9/11 and tightened up the requirements to get a driver's license or a ID card here. You must show your original birth certificate, show that you're lawfully present in the state, take a digital photograph, and supply your Social Security number before you can get a driver's license. This was a step towards making sure that we stop illegals from getting driver's license and potentially any terrorists. I always said, you know, if you know who the terrorists are, why don't you pick them up in the first place? We don't have to worry about them when they come get a driver's license.
Yeah, you have them there at the DMV when you're taking their photo.
You bet.
Yeah.
There's a couple of faults in their reasoning on why they want this. So basically, we in Missouri already comply with. Now, where does the problem come from? The new Real ID Act says that your state Department of Revenue or fee office is going to copy all your personal information you bring in there. They're going to put it in a data file, a digital data file, keep it for 10 years, and they're going to share it with all other states. That means tens of thousands of state employees around the country will have access to your personal data, your Social Security number, copies of your original birth certificate, and everything else. It will be open season on identity theft. Now, to make it worse, Department of Homeland Security thinks we should have a global network of sharing data. They want some data from the foreign countries. Some of these foreign countries said, sure, we'll share our data with you, but you're going to share yours with us. And that is really where I get concerned when they want to go that far. So basically, it is a invasion of our privacy and our loss of our freedom. Not only that, they're requiring on the back of your driver's license, unless those are driving out there, don't stop now and look at it. Look at the back of your driver's license. Instead of a 1D barcode on it, A 1D barcode is what you're probably familiar with when you check it at a convenience store or the UPS people use. A barcode that simple will hold all the information on the front of your driver's license. And I said, if their only desire was to have a secure driver's license, a 1D barcode will suffice for that. On the back of your driver's license, you have a 2D barcode. It looks like a TV test pattern there. That will hold enormous amounts of data. In fact, that 2D barcode, you could hold all of the information in a set of encyclopedias on it, or you can hold all the phone numbers in the city and state of New York. The question I've asked the Department of Homeland Security is, why do you need a 2D barcode if your only intent was to have a secure driver's license? Obviously, they can't answer that because they have future plans for that card. The future plans for that card is to make you use that when you open a bank account, use it every time you make a purchase. So you can start collecting all the information on every American and tracking them where they go and what they're doing. That is why I'm adamantly opposing this. That's why I've introduced legislation in Missouri. Not only that, I have formed a coalition, Lori, Legislators Against Real ID Nationwide, get other states to join forces. To date, we have 17 states who have passed some form of legislation to oppose this. And other states are standing up also and telling the federal government, no, that it's time for we the people have a little bit more say in what's going on around here. So that is where my opposition from it stems. The Missouri is taking the steps necessary to stop illegals and those potential terrorists from getting driver's license. All right. The question I ask is, you know, do you have to have a driver's license to be a terrorist? I really don't think you do.
This is News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Representative Jim Guest from Northwest Missouri, who's proposed a bill that would prohibit Missouri from complying with the Real ID Act of 2005. I've got some questions for you, and I'm sure my audience does too. So I'm going to open up the phone lines here at 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Question number one for you, Representative Guest. If you're successful in getting this bill passed and Missouri does not comply, what happens after May? Let's say I'm going on a summer vacation and I want to fly somewhere. In fact, I just flew this past weekend. I use my driver's license as my ID. But if it's not compliant with the Real ID Act, I'm not going to be able to use that at Lambert Airport to get on board a plane. What do I do?
Okay. If you have a passport, you can use that. Department of Homeland Security says they will not keep people from getting on a plane if they don't have a Real ID card. You'll have to go over here in a separate line, and they'll check any other identifications for it. It's sort of a backdoor way to make people wait long hours to get on a plane and force them to comply with this. Since there's been seven states who have changed their state law telling the federal government no, my question is, will those airlines refuse to operate in Missouri and Montana and New Hampshire and South Carolina and other states who have actually changed their state statutes? We may have a showdown then to see whether they can force the airlines to refuse to pick you up or whether they will back off.
Well, would it be up to the airlines, or is it a TSA matter?
That's a good question. Whether it be TSA, whether they would say, since they're monitoring who's getting on, whether they can stop the airlines from refusing to get anybody on there or not. Like I said, you can get on. You just have to go through another line and produce further identification as to who you are.
I don't know that I have further identification that I carry with me. And frankly, if I'm flying, let's say, from St. Louis to, I don't know, Atlanta, I need a passport now to fly domestically?
They will accept that. That is why this is so far out there. Why should you have to have a passport?
You shouldn't, and you shouldn't. No. Americans shouldn't have to pay the money and take the time it takes to get a passport, especially under the stringent new regulations that can take quite a while.
You're absolutely right, and the cost of this, we didn't talk about. The original estimate was $23 billion, and this is an unfunded mandate upon the states. Since they have relaxed the time for those over 50 to get their Real ID card, they have reduced the estimated cost of this. I think they are not accurate in their forecast. They still have to buy all the equipment to copy all of your data, still hire additional people to do this. And right now you're making these Department of Revenue people become immigration people to monitor who should be in this country and who's not. That is not what they were hired for when they were employed by the state.
314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Don, you're on KMOX with Representative Jim Guest. Hi.
Yes, hi, Paul.
Hi.
And Mr. Guest, I want to say that I'm completely with you. The only problem is I don't know what you're doing in politics because you have too much common sense.
Thank you. I hope common sense can find some place in our state government these days. There is a place for it, and hopefully most people can do that. But then I appreciate your comment.
Well, it seems to be lost, but, you know, the whole point is that, well, we haven't been attacked since 9/11, 2001. Actually, in a lot of ways, the terrorists have succeeded. And not having their own people who are terrorists really being challenged and having regulations put on them. But since then, it's the American people who daily are losing more and more of their rights.
Right.
What a country that's called the United States is supposed to be.
What Don is talking about here is this basic old Ben Franklin concept that we're giving up our liberty to achieve a little bit more security, and maybe we don't deserve both of those things at the same time, or either of them, as Franklin said. And I got to tell you, Representative Guest, you're coming off to me like a libertarian, which is, you know, I'm a civil libertarian, so I love people who say, hey, you're invading my privacy, you're invading my own personal security here. So I'm behind you on this.
I have people ask me once when I was interviewed for first part of this year, he says, are you sound like a libertarian? I said, well, I'll tell you what I stand for, and you put the label on me where you think I belong. No, I fully, Don, I appreciate your comments. I believe we're at the crossroads right now. If we do not stop some of these mandates and issues coming down from our federal government, we're going to lose those freedoms and those rights, and we will never get them back. Just think back how many rights you've lost over the last 20, 30, 40 years. The general tendency is for government to expand. And when government expands, liberties or freedoms retreat. And I think that has been quite evident.
Well said. Let's go back to the phones. Dave, you're on KMOX. Say hi to Representative Jim Guest.
Mr. Guest, you got my vote. I don't even know what district you're in, but you're right. This is the biggest mandated boondoggle the U.S. government's ever coughed up like a hairball.
Jim, under real ID, could a guy from St. Louis vote for a representative from northwestern Missouri?
Well, since you said I was going to file for governor, yes. Come August, you can. I do appreciate your support, and it's very important for you to call your local state reps to support this issue. And I have some other issues to protect freedom in my 5 points to America's freedom out there. Basically, one of them is the resolution to repeal the Patriot Act. We cannot allow our government to continue to spy on us without warrants and subpoenas. They have been violating that, and it's just taken away another freedom that we think we have privacy out there.
All right, go back to the phones here, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. D, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hi, yeah. Hallelujah and praise the Lord for you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I have a question. If you go to get your driver's license, when you have to renew it. If you take your passport in, do you have to take in the rest of all this stuff?
I believe you do, because
did you have to take in your birth certificate?
Did you have to show your original birth certificate when you got your passport?
We sent them a copy.
Nope, you have to send. They have to see the original one. They do not trust you, so you have to take everything in the original. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to get it in 1 day or 1 hour. They're going to have to go through, check everything. It may take them days, and then they're going to.
I meant for my driver's license.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes,
but even in those cases, they tell you you can't just send a copy. You've got to send a certified birth certificate.
Well, yeah, that's what we did when we got our passport.
But to me, Jim, that's just the government saying, well, we want more fees.
You're right.
Well, that's okay with me that way, but at least though, the state and everybody doesn't have everything else down. But your passport won't work at all to go in and renew your driver's license.
Not if they have to see your original birth certificate, because they don't know that you showed your original birth certificate when you got your passport. And I'll tell you what, how are they going to verify your original birth certificate? Let's say it came from Florida. In reality, they can't. I talked to the Department of Revenue people yesterday how they authenticate those documents you bring in. They don't really go back and check where they were issued. They just kind of look at them and see if they look like the original. You know, we got people out there who can fraudulently bring up documents that are fake and do very good at it that you cannot tell the difference. In fact, I read a document from somebody that says, have you ever wondered what good it does when they look at your driver's license airport? Let me assure you, as a formal bureaucrat partly responsible for the decision to create a photo ID, it no longer does any good whatsoever. from a federal official who was in that business.
Unbelievable.
It is.
Representative, I understand that the Missouri Department of Revenue says that it will comply with Real ID, but I don't know what that means. What does it mean?
I'm not sure either. Do they? Where are they going to get their funding to implement this? I think they have to come to the House and Senate to get approval for it. You know, I think it's rather ironic. I passed a resolution last year. It was non-binding, which is why they're doing it. It passed in the House 146-4. It passed in the Senate 32-0. That's a pretty loud voice from the General Assembly that we do not want the citizens of Missouri to participate in this real idea. They are ignoring that and going ahead. The Department of Homeland Security nationwide is ignoring the wishes of 17 states who have already said no and going ahead with this. Do we, the people, not have a voice in what goes on in our government anymore?
Let's get some more phone calls in here. Hear from some of the people. Tom, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I was just wondering, couldn't we cut through all this, you know, mess and just encrypt a random fingerprint on our IDs?
Okay, if you encrypt something on there, all your readers have to be able to encrypt that, and that's the part of it is the expense of those machines that replace or those readers, and that's the problem. They do not. You can encrypt it, make it more secure. However, they do not want it encrypted because of the ease of being able to read this in many places. That's what they come up with.
And part of your problem with this, Representative, as I understand it, is the lack of security in any kind of national, federal database, right?
Yes, there's very little security. They tell you that they're going to come up with ways of tamper-proofing these cards and all of that, and you know, that's a pipe dream. There's people out there who are going to be able to break that in a matter of a few hours and reproduce those, and they'll have a way to supposedly have that encrypted on there. That is one proposal, to put it encrypted with your fingerprint. You realize that when you put an RFIDs out there, that gives off a signal. I can take a reader and I can download your information. I can download your identity. And if we had time, we could go into that. RFIDs are not the secure device that people think they are.
It's fine when Walmart is moving a pallet full of toilet paper. It's a little bit different. It's almost like microchipping America. Mike, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hey, I just got a couple of questions. First question is, Illinois in on this to keep it out?
All right, Mike, you got a bad cell phone signal, so I'll ask the representative. Is Illinois one of the 17 states?
I think so. Illinois has passed a resolution on record to oppose it. Now, resolutions are non-binding. You send them to your federal officials saying where you are. We need the states to actually change their state law. Mine in Missouri not only will say we'll not participate in the real ID, but we're going to stop the state from selling our personal information when they bring it in there to get your license tag or your driver's license.
Right.
I want to protect your information more so than it is now.
Mike, let me see if I can hear your second question. What is it?
My next one is, this sounds a lot like Big Brother.
It is. It doesn't sound like it. It is.
It is Big Brother. All right, Mike, thanks for calling. Jim, you're on KMOX. Say hi to Representative Jim Guest.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hey, you're doing great.
Hey, I just, I'm all for this. I don't see what the problem is, since our information is out there and it can't be protected by our federal government now. You know, I mean, what's the big deal? I'm not doing anything wrong. What's wrong with me having an ID?
Representative?
Okay, you're saying that you have nothing to fear, nothing to hide. I guarantee you won't be able to hide anything if this goes through. It's the fact that somebody can steal your identity, and at some point there'll be two of you out there. Somebody will be identifying themselves with you.
But what about the argument, Representative, that with all the commercial databases out there and financial databases that are out there and the ones that we already know are so insecure that we don't really have that privacy to begin with?
There is some truth to that. That doesn't mean we have to make it worse. We need to protect ourselves where we are right now. Yes, we have private industries that lose hard drives and tapes. Can you imagine what would happen if the federal government has control of it? That's where our concern is.
And everybody knows the story of the FBI laptops that just disappeared with millions of people's information on them. The VA has lost tens of thousands of veterans' information, and on and on. Jeff, you're on KMOX. Say hi to Representative Jim Guest.
Representative, it's an honor to speak to you, sir, and I'm on board with you 100%. And I just called Senator Bond's office long distance and Washington, D.C., after listening to you, and I told Senator Bond's office, please, fight like hell to stop this. Don't let this happen. And I would just encourage every Missouri citizen and everybody listening to get on the phone to your representative in Washington, D.C., and let them know that you're not going to take this. If we let this go through, the integrity of this country goes down the drain.
Representative, I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay,
let me
respond to that right now.
Yes.
Senator Sununu out of New Hampshire and Akaka out of Hawaii have introduced a bill to repeal the Real ID Act. They need some support from other senators. So calling your U.S. senator like Senator Bond and McCaskill to support the repeal of that is very good.
How have they been leaning on this? Do you have any idea?
You know, they voted for it. They hate to go back and say they made a mistake in voting for it. But we do have some of those who are standing up, and I will be talking with Senator Bond again and encouraging him to get on board to support the repeal list. We have to do something to combat terrorism. But, you know, originally we had an agreement that the states and the federal government would work together to come up with something. When H.R. 418 was passed, they threw the state governments out, and Department of Homeland Security, federal government thought they could do the job better, but as usual, they've messed it up.
Is it also important to call our Missouri legislators to urge them to support this?
Yes. Call your local state representative here and tell them to get on board. I've had good support, but we need everybody to send a very strong message to that, and to that's a good way to do that in your state senators.
If you want more information, the representative has set up a website called LARI, L-A-R-I, LegislatorsAgainstRealID.com, LegislatorsAgainstRealID.com, and you can find out more about his cause here. And will you come back and keep us updated on this?
I will. You know, people keep talking about that. I said, until we seal our borders, what good does it do to try and track down the Americans that are here?
So we have until May to get this thing done, because after May, we're going to have to fly with our passports in our pockets.
That's it. It's going to be a real burden to those people who love freedom in this country to have to go through all this, and I really, at this point, do not see any benefit to it at all.
All right, Representative, remember, you promised to come back on and make your announcement that you're running for governor soon.
Okay, I'll do that.
I appreciate it. Representative Jim Guest from Northwest Missouri here on the Paul Harris Show.